Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally. Come on, lock the way we rock it. So don't stop. And under the lights when everything goes.
Uh-huh. Hi. Bernie for F the Hour, thinking and speaking, putting brain into gear before putting mouth into motion. Not much fun sometimes, but it's something I try to do with some regularity. The story of the FOMO-CO folks in the news this week. Yesterday, FOMO, you know what FOMO-CO is, right?
Of course FOMO-CO. I do, but
FOMO-CO. Where's Victoria?
Victoria?
FOMO-CO. Well, FOMO is fear of missing out. What's the co part?
Fear of missing out company, of course.
Yes. Ford Motor Company is known as FOMO-CO. Well, it's
you
like GMC,
me.
General Motors Corporation. Yeah, it's...
FOMO is fear of missing out.
FOMO-CO yesterday said they're moving their small car production from our country to Mexico.
How are they going to get over the wall?
It'll be tough. They'll have to dig
they'll
underneath
use
the
tunnels
the wall.
That go underneath.
Yeah, get underneath it because they're small cars after all.
Does that mean the cars we buy will now come with spinner hubcaps and little fuzzy dice
yeah.
in the rearview mirror?
Right, exactly. They think that this is a better thing for them. Donald Trump will not think that it's a better thing for them. But a lot of car companies, General Motors has made moves to build cars in Mexico. Detroit, they're trying to come back. Ford, matter of fact, just spent a lot of money building another car plant in Michigan. But at this juncture, they say
Michigan's a disaster right now.
Better for us. Yeah, it's actually finding it hard to find employees because the people who have gotten out of the car business, gotten fired by those who are running these businesses. They say they can't find good help now because people that are up there have moved elsewhere to find jobs in the interim between. Now, there's a lot of people unemployed, but they also, those people who really want to live and don't throw up their hands and say, oh, please help me. I'm so destitute. I need the government to help me out. No. No, they've gone and found jobs someplace else. See you later, alligator. Is it true? Listen to this and tell me what you think. Nashville police investigating the shooting death of a horse. And they are suggesting it's a hate crime. Aww. Misty Blue is a Tennessee walking horse born on the family farm of Devander Sandhu in 1999. Sandhu's son named her Misty Blue because of the, in the morning of her birth, it was a misty blue sky. The farm was her domain. She was the princess. Farm workers found her dead as they brought grain out to the field for her and other animals. Misty Blue was the first one to lead the charge to get the grain or to come close to the fence. She wasn't there. They were not looking for her, couldn't find her. Her body was found near a gravel road. She had been shot.
Ugh.
Young boy says, I can't believe it. I still can't believe it. So these people, the Sandhus, have lived in Nashville for 40 years, originally from India. He wears a turban and a beard because he's a Sikh. Sandhu said he's mistaken often for a Muslim because there are a lot of ignorant Americans who think that because you wear a turban,
yeah.
you're a Muslim. Anyway, Sandhu said that... he was working in the environmental engineering department of a major company. When he'd get out of his car to go into work, they'd yell at him when they were driving by. He said, it didn't bother me. He also was a soccer referee for the Nashville Youth Soccer League. The family has raised $10,000 to offer as a reward for anybody who's going to help police find the person who killed Misty Blue. Police say they have their specialized investigation division looking at this as a hate crime. We're hoping somebody will talk and tell us who did this. Oh, so,
The level of ignorance in this country, if this is a hate crime, ugh, it's just...
Well, is it? And under the circumstance, yeah, it is kind of depressing.
It's so stupid, though. It's a hate crime. Like,
what, stupid for this to be a hate crime or stupid,
stupid
to shoot
for
horse because you don't like
crime.
Somebody
hate
that wears a turban?
Why is it a hate crime? You kill somebody, it's obviously a hate crime. Mm-hmm. Anything, a horse or a human. Doesn't matter. Hate crime. Go to jail. Goodbye.
Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure I get what you're saying out of this.
I just hate the whole idea of a hate crime. A murder is, by definition, a hate crime. Mm. So what are you going to do? Put an extra 6 months on the person because now you define it a hate crime?
It's just a horrible thing. That's
it's
it.
A horrible story. It's a terrible story.
All right. So while we're in the hate in the horse department, I guess hate department too, in Billings, Montana last week, police officers arrested a woman for drunken driving, even though she wasn't driving. She was riding a horse. Two Billings police officers responding to a report of a drunken rider came across Don Ellis Peterson, 7 a.m. last Saturday. He was 43, trying to get back on her horse. She told the officers, please, you couldn't go out to get on the horse.
But if the horse is sober, I mean, it's kind of like a taxi.
Huh?
Or, you know, a self-driving car that could get you home.
All right. So should you be arrested and go to court?
No.
If it's a trained horse, it is.
Yeah. Most horses know the way back to the barn. They know where the food is.
Actually, that's true. I think that's actually very true. You're right about that.
I mean, if you ride home on a cow or a horse, they're all going to go right back to the barn. So I don't really think it's that dangerous. And it's a lot better that she's on a horse than in a car driving.
Looking like Mongo in Blazing Saddles. Mongo only pawn in Game of Life.
All right. And then the axe comes out. Okay. In a moment, we meet Melissa Gerstein, who is here to help us as we have focused ourselves into the back-to-school mode, back-to-work mode, back-to-fall mode. How about we help some moms with some tips to help make life easier, not only for mom, but for the entire family? Help you out there in a moment here as we continue at 42 past the hour.
Today on App Check, with Parcel, access tracking information from all carriers with one app, even international. Simple, but convenient and free.
Wow, these guys are good.
Parcel. It's a hit.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Fake Green, Harrison with you. Good news for jet lag sufferers. Pycnogenol, or pine bark extract, seems to reduce symptoms of jet lag by nearly 50%. Jet lag, also known as desynchronosis, happens as the body's clock gets out of whack, resulting in insomnia, fatigue, irritability, and an impaired ability to concentrate. Pine bark contains components which offer extensive natural health benefits, and pycnogenol is widely available over-the-counter in more than 600 supplements, vitamins, and health products. The new study shows pycnogenol reduces jet lag symptoms like headaches, fatigue, insomnia, even brain swelling. People even had less lower leg swelling, a common condition associated with longer flights. Pycnogenol is emerging as a natural yet safe option for long-distance travelers.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This former pitcher has his number retired by both the Braves and the Cubs, and his stats are amazing. 18 gold gloves, 17 straight seasons of at least 15 wins, 4 Cy Youngs, and 355 career victories.
The 22nd pitcher in the history of baseball to collect 300 wins in a career.
So where is Greg Maddux now? Greg has competed several times in the Michael Jordan Celebrity Golf Invitational in Las Vegas since retiring. Since 2012, he's worked as a special assistant for the Texas Rangers, where his brother is the pitching coach. Greg held that same position for Team USA during the 2013 World Baseball Classic.
Obviously, like all retired guys, I got to check with my wife first to see if she'd let me, and she said okay, and I knew I was in.
Smart thinking, Greg. Always ask permission. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Do you know how to think? Do you know if your thoughts are accurate? Well, these thoughts are influencing your behavior either rightly or wrongly. Here's the science of it. I'm talking at about 175 words per minute, but humans think at a rate of 1,000 words per minute. And cognitive psychologists believe that as many as 90% of all the thoughts you think are untrue, lies, if you will.
Is that what you think of me?
Humans rarely stop and listen to their thoughts, and they never ask the question, is what I'm thinking true? As a result, many of our behaviors are the result of false, untrue thinking.
I know what you're thinking, and you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Positive thinking's okay, but truthful thinking may just be the skill you need which separates you from the masses. Would love to hear from you at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
All right, so we're celebrating a lot of things on this program, including your personal experience with your life, your interpretation of events. It's so fascinating to see how people, it's the old story, 10 folks who witness a car crash, you get 10 different stories, right? But isn't that something, in a sense, to celebrate the differences between all of us? We tend to think of mainstream thinking. We like it if we can get people to agree with us, see things our way. How often is that the case? Victoria, with Lewis, the guy in your life, how much time do you spend trying to convince him to think as you do about a particular issue?
Well, he's been very well trained, so
he doesn't stand a chance.
But I think we're like-minded in a lot of ways, and sometimes things he does just defy all logic, and then we have a discussion.
Really? Okay, well, see, but that's it. It's the way you have the discussion. It's your experience, what you bring to the table. You may see the same thing a completely different way from somebody else.
Right.
As long as it doesn't get out of control, as long as you can discuss it, as long as you can figure your way through it, we all have a world that we build on our own. We have ideas.
ISIS fighters think that they're doing God's work.
Yes. There's a perfect example, Richie. That's a great example.
They think they're the good guys
and
we're the bad guys.
They think they're the good guys and we're the bad guys. That's perfect. You're right. That's the way it works. That's on one level. You have personal relationships that are built on love. Thank you.
And figured you want a little music with this
kindness
party.
And understanding the other person. We have a lifetime of decisions that we have made in response to past events that have happened to us, and we build a protection wall around ourselves. Coming up to 45 past the hour, if you're like many people who listen to this program, mothers who are busy in the morning, busy in this, reminds me of a song, busy in the morning, busy in the evening, busy all the time. Joining us is Melissa Gerstein with some healthy tips, maybe some tricks, ideas to make life better. This is something that I suppose, you know, we think, Melissa, of fall as being the end, but yet it's the beginning of so many things. Where do we start in terms of making things better and healthier as we move into the fall season?
Well, first, thanks for having me. I think we always strive as parents to just do better for our families, so I'm guilty of slacking it off sometimes, but let me tell you, moms are always on the go with their kids, so snacks are so important, and as parents, we're always looking for those easy snacks that are really good for kids, too. And here's one that I just discovered that's not only doing good for them, but it's really good for the environment, too. It's called Enviro Kids Granola Bars and Crispy Rice Bars. They're the first organic, gluten-free, peanut-free bar for kids, and they're also non-GMO and vegetarian. So that is just like a total bonus, and they come in four delicious flavors. Some of the bars are actually also dairy-free, and 1% of sales support animal habitat conservation and education programs. And here's what's really cool. Right now, schools and camps can get a free EcoKeepers kit at EnviroKids.com. It's a hands-on, exploration-based activity that lets kids discover their natural curiosities and sense of discovery and gets them playing outside in nature and off those devices. Did you hear that one?
Yeah.
That's always great.
I want to make sure that people know who you are. Melissa is half of the moms, Gerstein and Denise Albert, co-creators of the lifestyle brand featuring a lot of television shows, print. You got a Sirius XM radio program.
We do, on the Stars channel, Stars 109.
And you've also created something called Mamarazzi, which I find fascinating.
No, you got to say it right. It's called Mamarazzi. Like
Mamarazzi. Okay, I got to do the Italian. Mamarazzi. So what goes on there? What's that all about?
Sure, those are our live town hall event series that we created with celebrities where we bring together influential moms and media around a celebrity, a brand, and an entertainment component. We've hosted them across the country, and you can always follow along on Facebook Live at The Moms. You can tweet us at The Moms, where you can really engage. Anyone can engage in the conversation with the celebrity from across the country. But I got to move on to tell your listeners a little bit more, because these moms want to hear. We're all struggling with meals, meal preparation. And I'm going to tell you something. I try, to prepare lunches and even dinners ahead of time. But it's so hard. I mean, sometimes I open the fridge and it's like 5 minutes before dinner. I'm like, ugh. But Reynolds is going to make it quicker and easier to prepare tonight's dinner for lunch tomorrow. They have Reynolds disposable heat and eat containers. These containers are a great alternative to plastic. And since they're made with plant fibers, you can just pop them in the microwave. So you eat it and you heat it, and there's no need to clean it. They're really great for also your lunches for work the next day. You just pack the leftovers, and then again, microwave them at the office. I love these. And so that is really, again, a good time-saving tip for families, because we're always struggling with the mealtime. At least I am in my house. I don't know about you.
Give me another 30-second tip. Yeah, I'm struggling with that stuff all the time.
Wet ones. Moms don't want their kids to get messy. 91% of moms say they don't want their kids to ever get messy, but wet ones are encouraging families to get messy. Make those sloppy joes and PBJs with your kids, and they're going to kill 99.99% of germs. They've got the travel packs. They've got the canisters. You can just pop them in your backpack, your purse, in your car, and you can get them at any mass drug store, and that is at wetones.com, and I clean my house with them. No, I'm just kidding.
You have a good sense of humor. You got a great laugh. Thank you, Melissa. Nice to have you here.
Well, thank you.
That's a nice chat. Nice conversation. Melissa Gerstein, one of the moms, 10 minutes before the hour.